Hey, let's do one on Tammy, TAMYMI, Fester, 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 F as in Frank, 42570. Today is the 19th. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, shortness of breath, number three, I don't feel well, next one is abdominal pain, next one is diarrhea, next one is left ankle swelling more than usual, next one is palpitation, next number is dizziness, next number is history of COVID-19. Our patient is a 51-year-old disabled woman because she had osteomyelitis in her left ankle. She had 25 surgeries in 2017 and spent a year in the hospital, period. New paragraph. She did not believe in vaccination, so she's never been vaccinated against COVID-19. New paragraph. Last week, she was seen at a different clinic, was diagnosed with COVID-19 because she had fever, chills, cough, congestion, and was not placed on any medication, just over-the-counter supportive medication. And she did well for the next day or so, but in the past 24 hours, she's coughing more. She had 101 temperature last night. Her O2 sat 95% today, and she presents to us with above-mentioned symptoms. Allergy, adhesives, surgery, total hysterectomy, left ankle surgery times 25, knee surgery times 2, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, last period, 2012, married, 31 years, 3 children, medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, history of opioid dependency, medication includes gabapentin, protonics, pain meds, trazodone, and last one is
hey, Perla, what does this say?
One second.
What does this say? Trazodone. What does that say? Belbucet? Did you write that? What is Belbucet? Is it? What's this? Suboxone.
Okay. So it's a buprenorphine. It's called Belbuca. BLB. Today? Okay. BELBUCA. All right, man. All your prescriptions. Okay. Under the care of a specialist, the patient recently also had a left first digit laceration, which required closure. Period. The paragraph today, review of system as above, family history. My dad died of, mom died of pancreatic cancer in 3 months. She doesn't know much about her dad, but she knows she has diabetes. 205 pounds, 95%, male, 98, 16, 71, 130 over 79, in no distress. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs, positive 1, positive 2 with a slightly enlarged right ventricle. Lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, a few wheezes. Abdomen is soft. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema except left ankle swelling. Assessment number one, COVID-19 definitely is positive. Number two, chest x-ray shows what looks like blunted claustrophrenic angle on both sides. Patient has had lung scarring there in the past as well. Cannot rule out early pneumonia. Number two, O2 saturation goes along with the chest x-ray findings. Next number is rosefenogram now. Next one is dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next number is Bromford DM. Next number is albuterol 2.5 milligram. Next number. Patient also will continue with.
All right, man, I'll be in touch. One day at a time.
Well, CPAC and Medrol dose pack would be started. Next one is as far as palpitations. We looked at her heart, which showed what looks like an RVH. Need sleep evaluation later. Next one is history tachycardia resolved. Next one is high fever resolved. Next one is cough, consistent with early pneumonia on the chest x-ray. Next was positive COVID-19. Next was left leg swelling, no sign of DVT, most likely related to previous ankle surgery. Next was bilateral arm pain related to COVID-19, no sign of DVT. Next, I'm reevaluate condition next week. Next number of findings was this. Next one is mild fatty liver noted. Next one's findings were discussed. The patient at length. Next one is no evidence of carotid stenosis noted, given patient's dizziness. Next one is thyroid appears normal. Next one, she does have what looks like copious lymphadenopathy in her neck related to COVID-19. Next one is reevaluated next week. Next one is pelvic ultrasound is negative in face of total hysterectomy as well. Thank you.